Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I'm too good for you. Do you believe in love and the love?
Man, this is going on playlists. I forgot what a good jam this was. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You remember when this song was huge, right? Ike, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Believe? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So two quick things about tomorrow before we get back into the show. First of all, I've mentioned it a few times, but the Polar Plunge for the Special Olympics, which I'm taking part in, is tomorrow and Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. Special Olympics, just a wonderful cause. Raising money for my team. I would like to get to $4,000 raised. We're about $3,200. So if you go to phillyplunge.org, just search Spike. It's Spike's Plungers is the team. Here's the good news, though. For every $25 you donate, you're registered one time to win an autographed Saquon jersey and a $250 Wawa gift card. You donate $75, that's three entries, so on and so forth. So phillyplunge.org. The other thing tomorrow is our MVP this year, one of the best seasons in Philadelphia sports history, Saquon. We have Joe Shane, essentially, to thank for that. And because Joe Shane had the opportunity to sign, he wanted to sign back with the Giants, didn't do it. So to thank Joe Shane, we are sending a big thank you card throughout Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon during the show. We're sending Buzz out with the cards, a big yes. card. And we would love for you to sign this card. So we'll give you updates as to where Buzz is. We'll probably get out there around 2:20 or so.
Yeah.
And he's not going to stop until the show ends. So, and it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so maybe a little inside Buzz. You know, maybe
oh, perfect.
Market East Station, maybe yeah. 30th Street Station, maybe, you know, all sorts of places. So we would love to get as many signatures as possible, and then we'll get that to Joe Shane as a thank you. You think about how life could have been different if Joe Shane was just like, yeah, we'll give him the $12 million. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Everybody says they paid Daniel Jones rather than Saquon Barkley. Not true.
It could have done both.
Could have paid both.
Right.
Could have paid both.
Now, here's a question. If they win the Super Bowl and Saquon wins, like, Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
Does he ask for a raise? Does he ask for, like, a new contract? He only has 2 years after this year.
I tell you what.
Yes.
It won't be asked publicly. And by the time, if it's done, it'll be done before we know that he asked for a new deal. In other words,
right. It won't be a controversy.
Yes, it'll just be done.
It'll make the Eagles look great instead of look that they got baited into it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know what you do? You just put some, from a cap perspective, you just put some more years on the deal, give them more upfront money, spread it out, and you say you want to make Saquon an Eagle for the rest of his career.
Yep.
You know, and do it that way. Would love to do that. I don't want to see Saquon.
Listen, we don't want Saquon to play in another uniform.
No.
So
when he goes into the Hall of Fame, and you don't go in as a team, I don't think, in the Football Hall of Fame, but I want him to be thought of as an Eagle when he goes into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And we need a few more years for
that. Well, listen, if they go take care of business next Sunday, that Giants thing is all but erased.
Right.
For him, as far as other than a footnote and where he got traded to here, it would almost be like
Moses only played 4 years here.
Yeah. Well, John Riggins played with the Jets for a lot of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just think of him as a Redskin.
Right. Then he got traded to Washington.
Oh, I never.
And he won the Super Bowl there, so most people think of him as a Redskin.
Yeah, I had never even thought of that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you want the straitjacket on or off Jalen in the Super Bowl? And coming up in a moment, we're going to go over the Eagles free agents with Ike and make him make some tough decisions. 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska. You're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Louie?
I just need to clear the air from a couple days ago when I called. I never said that Nolan Smith was Reggie White. I just want to clear that.
Yeah, it's good to clear your name with that ridiculous take. Yes.
You kind of said it.
I'm not that crazy, okay? I just wanted to reiterate that Nolan Smith is breaking records. And we don't even think of him like that. So I just want to say that.
Oh, so you were saying the opposite of that, really. You were saying the opposite of what we said you were saying, basically. You're saying this guy's not even thought of as Reggie White, and he's out there breaking records, is essentially what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll get you there.
I'm so glad you're on my
team. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
I got a few points because, Spike, you always say that my calls don't have, beef. You know what I mean?
You know what, Louie? But I vowed after your last call. I feel like I'm a little harder on you than I love you.
It's because you hate golf.
I like making fun of golf, and it makes it sound like I'm making fun of you. But go ahead. What's get to the point. Yes, absolutely.
So we talk about the straitjacket, and I've mentioned this a couple times. You have to understand that if we have a strong point in our offense, we're going to keep doing that. And I think that this is where a lot of teams, when the Patriots were on this dynasty, is they knew they had to do some trick plays because we knew we couldn't beat them straight up. And I think that when we talk about should you play conservative or should you play aggressive, this team is the best team in the league, guys, and we have to understand that. Now, we have the best defense in the league, which we didn't have in 22, and we still almost won that game. Now, because I'm so excited about the Super Bowl team, I've been cringing myself and watching the 2022 Super Bowl, and I've come to find out that our team wasn't that bad, even though that Patrick Mahomes went down the field and scored that field goal. It was like we could have won that game.
Of course.
But
you could say, Louis, that it was our lack of aggressiveness that cost us that game. It was coach's lack of aggressiveness that cost us that game.
And I think once you've never been there before, you don't want to take unnecessary chances. Now, if you listen to Nick's press conference, even though you don't get a lot out of it, he said that, listen, I took some notes after that. I'm not going to share with you the reporters, but we know what to do next time. So I feel pretty confident that even though Big Red and what's his name from the defensive coordinator?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo.
Yeah, that he likes to mix it up and things of that nature. I think our team's going to be ready. Now, we talk about Brandon Graham coming back. Man, Huff has been deactivated the whole season, so let's just keep him on the roster, okay? Has never started more than 8 games in his career, and we wanted to give him this thing. And it's okay, Howie. I understand. You're not supposed to be perfect.
Right, right.
But the Chiefs haven't scored more than 23 points a game this season. Let me say that again for the people at home. The Chiefs haven't scored more than 23 points a game this season.
They scored 32 in the championship season.
You mean like they didn't average 23 points because they've scored more than 23 points?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, and they're playing the number one defense in the league. So I have extreme confidence that we are going to win this game, but don't go off the beaten path trying to impress us, trying to impress the fans. Do what got you here, and I believe that Lurie and Nick understand that because I know they're talking. I play golf with Lurie. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy.
Oh, wow. You are so full of it. Would you stop?
Look at Louie, humblebrag.com with Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Paul Bunyan, Louie, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I know he's going to say, listen, we can showboat on the parade, but let's stick to our guns. Fellas, as always, I appreciate your time.
Louie, do you have a famous duo? Today, Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted 1933. You got a famous duo?
Now, I'm always a Foxhole guy,
yep.
Okay? So you can give it to somebody else. But the winner here is Mario and Luigi.
Oh, that's a great one.
Look at that duo.
That is a great one.
I like
one,
that
Louis.
One. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. We've had some big answers.
Yeah,
I think,
Mario
so
Luigi, that's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Jack in Australia. You're on WIP. What's up, Jack?
Gentlemen, how are we?
I'm with Jordan Mailata.
Yes, love that accent. Yeah. What part of are you a Melbourne'sman?
I'm a Melbourne'sman.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm a Foxholman as well.
There you go. I love it. You hear how I said Melbourne the right way? You like that?
You did. I respect its bike.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've got a couple quick points. I just wanted to say this straitjacket comment. I just think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, there's a lot of egos in the sport, but it hurts. Even if he throws the ball for 10 completions, we just have to win. Just do what you need to do to win. And then next year or the year after, you can do whatever you want. You can be a gunslinger. Just get the win and move on.
It is going to be an interesting offseason, I think, either way, in how they... Because Jalen clearly wants to throw the ball more. So I think leading into next year, that will be an interesting conversation when we get there. But you're right. He has... I give him a lot of credit for them doing this. Clearly, that's not something he wants to be doing. But he got criticism for it, mm-hmm. and he did it anyway, so they could win. And I do give him credit for that.
Well, I've got one dilemma, and then I'll give you my duo, and I'll leave you be.
Okay.
My dilemma is that Super Bowl is about 10 a.m. Melbourne time. I have my first day of my new job on Super Bowl Monday.
Oh, that's tough.
If I'm calling in sick on my first day or going do not disturb and watching it at home with my wife, I went to Minnesota a few years back. I was lucky enough to go. I'm a big Eagles guy, but I don't know what to do. So I'll leave you with that. My you can feel free to answer it. My duo, I don't know if it's been said, but I've got to go with Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, incredible duo.
What a Philly guy answer.
That's a Philly guy answer.
Philly guy answer. You know,
101, I want to play my game tonight. 101. Remember they used to do the highlights to the NBA games? CBS used to do that with 101.
Right.
Playing in the background.
They're not cool anymore. That sucks. It kind of sucks. No, I mean, like, they don't like each other anymore. Yeah, Hall & Oates.
When you said they're not cool, I thought you meant, like,
yes.
cool. Yes.
No, they're always cool. Yes. Hall & Oates always cool.
They don't get along.
Yeah, no, they do not.
Yes.
And as far as the job, I guess it depends on, like, what kind of job it is.
Is it your dream job?
Well, if it's a full-time job that you need to pay the rent, you got to go to the job. If it's like, you know, you do parts. I don't know what's like in Australia. Like, I don't know if they care about work as much as we care here. I don't know if you can just go get some other job.
They certainly aren't going to care that the Eagles played in the
Super Bowl. No, not at all.
But Mailata's playing in it.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes.
Well, you know what? They might be behind him.
And it also depends.
Make a Jordan Mailata day?
They should.
It also depends on what the job is. Could you have the job? Could you have the game on at work? Could you make is it an office job where you could have the game on? Sure. I don't think you can miss your job for the Super Bowl.
Oh, he has to miss the job to watch the game.
Yes, because it's on at 10 a.m. on Monday.
And it's his first day of the new job.
Yes. It's tough.
It's really tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, you better record that.
Yeah.
See, that's what because you're in Australia, so you're not going to get your friends texting you. Like,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. You can easily stay off the apps if you wanted.
Yes.
But I would imagine they are watching the game in Australia.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know how big American football is in Australia. The basketball's big.
Right.
Oh, but, well, because
Ben Simmons. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the superstar Ben. They love watching
They've
Ben.
Always been a basketball.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. We'll get to the Eagles free agents, and I'll make Ike make some tough choices after I tell you about a choice that isn't that tough. You want a brand new car, Colonial Hyundai. It's not that tough. And they've made it even easier because the cars are John Ashdale, my buddy, the staff over at Colonial. They built a beautiful new dealership that makes buying, leasing, servicing your vehicle. You know they're all about faster, easier, better. It's even faster, even easier, even better, effortless now. Buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial. You know, if you're buying, if you're trading, if you're upgrading, and you have to trade in your vehicle, they're going to give you more than anyone else is. Everyone knows that. In fact, $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. Tons of brand new Hyundais in stock, over 200, whether you want a Palisade or a Tucson or Santa Fe or a Kona, or limited time, drive home a brand new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. And every new Hyundai at Colonial, you're going to get America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, and they're going to give you a 3-year complimentary maintenance package. 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, Ike, ESPN. I'm going to take a drink of water here because I feel my voice.
Please do.
Yeah, sorry. Goodness.
I actually kind of like a little bit of the rasp that's in your voice today. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sexy?
Well, no, it's more not manly. Yeah, tougher.
A little more manly.
Yeah. Okay. Like you ate some meat.
So, well, I did not. God. Pause. All right. They ranked the top, ESPN ranked the top 50 NFL free agents this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting thing here. Who do you think the top ranked Eagles free agent is?
The top ranked Eagles free agent this offseason will be, well, Zach Bond, right?
It actually isn't.
It's not Zach Bond?
They have Josh Sweat at number 9.
Oh, no.
Zach Bond at number 12.
Huh.
Milton Williams at number 16. Mekhi Becton at 30. And then two other guys that are free agents are Isaiah Rodgers or Kenny Gainwell. So if I asked you...
I would have had Becton a little higher, too.
Yeah. So if I asked you, and I think I know your answer, I think maybe Sweat is higher because Edge is a little bit harder to find.
Definitely Edge Rusher, yeah.
So if I asked you if you could keep Bond or Sweat...
Oh, Bond.
Bond.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could keep Sweat or Becton...
That's a good question.
Sweat's been really good this year.
He has been. Been very solid this year.
And I know they might get both of them, but
you know
I
would stick with Becton.
Becton over Sweat.
Over Sweat, yeah.
Okay. Sweat or Milton Williams?
Now, I think I may go Milton Williams with that one. Younger. You can have him in there at that three-man rotation inside.
He can play a little outside, too, by the way.
I'm moving on from Sweat, but now I'm starting to think about my ends. Who are my ends?
Well, that's the issue.
Well, you have Nolan Smith.
Yeah, Nolan Smith.
But Bryce Huff's going to be here.
All right.
Jalix Hunt.
Bryce Huff is going to be here next year?
Well, he's got enough guaranteed money to be here.
We're going to re-sign BJ.
Yeah.
They're not re-signing BJ, I don't think.
We have Hunt, Jalix Hunt, and then...
Can't get Abdul Carter? No.
Well, Abdul Carter, I think there's actually a chance that he's gonna tank his way to the Eagles. He posts about the Eagles all the time. You know, he can show up the combine. Pull a Laramie Tunsil. I don't care.
You know how far he has to tank to get to 32?
Guess what? How he can trade up at some point.
Well, yes. I was going to say he's going to have to. Yes.
I need that. Imagine that guy on the – it would be so Eagles luck to get Abdul Carter. Spike has no idea who we're talking about.
No. I don't watch college sports.
Yeah. Defensive end, Penn State. Outside linebacker, Penn State.
Another Penn State guy.
No, this dude is like Michael Parsons.
He's disgusting.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And he's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
But then we're gonna get all these we are calls.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Spike.
Yeah.
They're actually turning out good players.
Finally.
Yeah, that's true.
Finally.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
It's taken them 18 years, 20 years.
Yes. If you could have Isaiah Rodgers or Kenny Gainwell back.
I'd go Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, I'd go Gainwell too.
Because we got enough young corners.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
you know, Isaiah's, listen.
If we're not putting Coop on the outside.
Well, and we're losing Slay, right?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
So then you're talking about Kelee Ringo on the outside because Coop's not an outside guy. I don't think Coop's an outside guy.
No, he's not. He's not. And neither is Kelee Ringo, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
Well, in that case, how old is Rodgers?
25, 26.
Man, he's that young?
Yeah, I think he's only been in the league 5 years.
Oh, if he's 25, 26, then you bring Rodgers back.
Over Gainwell.
27.
Oh, there you go.
That's still not bad.
No. Yeah. You still got 40 years
left. Yeah, at least. Yeah. Yeah. And he's fast, too.
Rodgers is. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one because you need that. Now, you got Shipley there.
Yes.
For Gainwell next year.
Yes.
And he's a cheaper.
He is.
He's a cheaper player.
They're going to have to worry. They're going to have to make decisions like this.
Yeah.
And everybody's not going to be bad.
Yeah. Because Gainwell probably can get $4 or $5 million out there somewhere.
DeAndre Swift went and got $9 million?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, especially they win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, Gainwell may be looking to get somewhat of a bigger role, bigger payday somewhere.
Yeah. I think they got to keep Sweat and they got to keep.
You keep Sweat. How old is Sweat?
He's 27 going on 28.
He's not that old either.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, the options in free agency.
Yeah, I might keep Sweat.
And it's hard to tell how good Milton Williams is because he seems good. But
he also has a lot of talent around him.
Yeah. Now, he will still have the talent around him. But, I don't.
Yeah. You need that edge rusher because we don't have anything outside of Nolan Smith.
No.
There's no way I'm counting on Bryce Huff. And I know he has to be back here because of the money, but there's no way that he's getting any better than what he is. Listen, this kid, God bless him, hit the jackpot. You had one great year in New York. You hit free agency at the right time. We fell for it. God bless you. You're going to get a ring out of it, too, and you got a ton of money. But you can't force this dude on the field.
Jalix Hunt's going to be a rotation guy next year.
I forgot about Jalix Hunt.
Yeah, and he's played well. And
yeah, I don't know if he's ready to be the starter yet. No. Yeah, he's probably a rotation guy.
Yeah, he played 40 snaps on Sunday.
Yeah, you go Sweat, Hunt, and Nolan Smith.
Now, if they want to go,
add another one in the draft. You may go DN with your first pick.
Yeah. Now, some of the names in free agency. So Khalil Mack's free agent. And he's like,
we got no free agent money.
He's 90.
Not if you re-sign your own guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, we got no free agent money.
Reddick, Matthew Judon,
no,
DeMarcus Lawrence.
By the way, they had Reddick ranked behind Milton Williams, which just shows you what Hassan Reddick has done to his value.
Yeah, he may as well play just 1 year. At least he would have got a ring.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gotten it yet, but I mean, he had a chance at it.
Chance at a ring.
Yeah.
Should be an interesting offseason for the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles, because they also, I mean, listen, they paid a lot of guys last year. So salaries are going to go up.
Yes.
Yeah, salaries are going to go up. And they like paying their young players.
Yes, to keep them. I mean, that's the thing that if you... I think that's actually the best thing they do.
I agree.
Is they pay guys early. They don't count pennies on it, and it ends up, you know, penny wise, pound foolish. It doesn't end up costing them in the end. And what ends up happening is in 2 years we look at these deals and go, oh, we got a bargain on one. You know,
Jalen's that's usually like, how we look at Howie's deals. Like, oh yeah, we got a bargain on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be now. Do you think he's going to need to pay people less so he can pay that Celtics luxury tax bill?
That is an issue.
They're going to have a very big payroll.
In Boston?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't it suck to buy them now and they never win another title?
Oh, my God.
You bought them after they won the title.
And they really do. Their salary, they're going to be the highest because they're so far. They're over the second apron. Mm-hmm. They've paid everybody.
They got two max guys.
Yep.
Super max guys.
Yeah, and they also paid Derek White and they paid Drew Holiday and they paid Porzingis.
Yep. Yep.
They paid a lot of guys. Peyton Pritchard, they paid a little bit too. So, yeah. So, Jeffrey's going to have to watch that as well. All right.
So just send Howie up there, man.
Yeah. Howie to run the Celtics?
Yeah, I mean, he might.
Well, what's
spread his name? Your wings. Yeah.
Doing a good job. Brad Stevens doing a pretty good job running the Celtics.
That's right. You still got Brad. Oh, yeah. So, I wouldn't change that stuff. Yeah.
And then you get that lunatic coach who I love, Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah. Keep that. Yeah. If you're Jeffrey Lurie, you already got that in place.
Do you think we're going to get an email at some point after he buys the Celtics where they do a T-shirt with like a shamrock and an eagle on it like the Sixers did in the beginning? They were sending all their Sixers people down.
Really?
Well, they weren't doing co-branded stuff, but they were doing like ticket offers to Sixers fans for Devils tickets.
Wow.
It was early. I'll give them credit on. They wouldn't do that today. So I don't think.
At least they finally tweeted about the Eagles. That
yes,
was good.
Yes. They tweeted about the Eagles and they had a bunch of Eagles there. AJ was there. Coop was there.
Half the team was there.
Yes.
Carson and Alshon. Yep.
They
were there.
Jalen not there.
No. He's too locked. He's too locked
time
in.
To do basketball games.
Locked in.
He's a Jordan Kobe guy too.
He's not
Cooper,
a LeBron.
And so is Cooper DeJean now.
But he is a clutch guy.
He is a clutch guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Cooper Jean, really bummer for him. Would love to ask him about that.
Yeah.
Thought LeBron was going to dap him up, took his hand out of his pocket. LeBron didn't understand that Cooper was
on the team.
Was on the team, I don't think.
Tough scene.
He did call LeBron called Slay big play Slay, I think, after the game.
Yeah, that's good. Slay. Yeah.
Even though Slay's a big Kobe guy.
Oh, is he?
Well, it's one of those things where you're there, you're like, man, it's still
LeBron.
I'm still LeBron. I'll meet him.
Yeah, I guess I'll take a meeting with LeBron.
I guess I'll take a picture with him.
Yep. Then I'll talk trash when I get in the car. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have the majority of the season, or do they have to take risks? 61.8% say play like you have. 38.2% say take some risks. We've had Mike Mayock the last, 7 weeks since Mike Lombardi.
Lombardi bailed on us.
Bailed on us.
By the way, Bill Belichick's still doing his interviews with McAfee, too.
I know.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Both of them are, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've upgraded from Lombardi to Mayock.
Yeah, well, of course.
We definitely have.
Yeah. So we'll get Mike's take on this past Sunday's game and then look ahead to the Super Bowl next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.